The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
And let's go ahead and begin. So feel free to chant along these suffusion with the divine abidings. It's really a beautiful chant that we do quite often at the center and related to how we shift our attitude. And what really keeps us stuck in whatever mood we happen to be in any moment, is we somehow mistakenly think that the mood that's here is who I am. And so it doesn't make sense for it to shift. But we can have a different view that the mood, the attitude of the mind, is something that comes and goes according to causes and conditions. And by bringing to mind these four beautiful qualities of the heart, it's one really simple, powerful way to shift one's attitude. So whether you're chanting along or you're just listening, just let the words land. Stay open to the possibility that the attitude, the mind, can shift. Now let us make the four boundless qualities shine forth. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with loving kindness. Likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with loving kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with compassion, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with compassion, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with gladness, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with gladness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with equanimity, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with equanimity, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will. So let's take our time, if you haven't already, and settle in for a meditation time. And the first instruction, one of my teachers, Sayadaw U Tejaniya, our Burmese Buddhist monk and wonderful teacher, his first instruction is often this invitation to relax. And we shouldn't expect that actually to be easy. We have all kinds of justifications for being tired and restless. But just perhaps it's safe enough right now, suitable enough to relax and to soften some and to put down the load. Of course, all of us in our own ways, we have duties and responsibilities, but perhaps it's okay to put them down for this 35 minutes or so. And we have to find just the right touch. How do we skillfully invite relaxation? If we demand it, it can be counterproductive. We just get tight because we're not relaxed. Well, that's not helpful. A big part of learning how to invite relaxation is an honest and compassionate acknowledgement of the tension that's here in the body, in the heart and mind. Oh, honey, it's like this now. As a human being sitting here, it's like this. So relaxation isn't so much making the tension go away as much as it's a willingness to relax with the conditions. This valuing of relaxation naturally makes it more obvious when we get the second instruction, which is to recognize awareness. So it isn't something that you or I do. We're not so much doing the awareness. Is that as much as we're recognizing that there is awareness? The mind is knowing, and we're recognizing that the mind is knowing. Here and now, and initially it might seem very obvious or ordinary or not important, but I can say with great conviction that recognizing present moment awareness is a powerful intervention and how we live our lives. So in the Buddha, we ask that you check it out. This invitation to relax, soften, allow, put down the load. Just as best you can. And then the second instruction, to recognize awareness. And part of recognizing awareness is realizing that you don't have to do anything more than recognize the awareness. You could even say, remembering that there's awareness here and now. Remembering this capacity to be aware. The capacity is already here. It's just that the mind, most of our minds at least, are in the habit of being forgetful. We forget that there's awareness. And the third instruction is similar to the second being to recognize awareness. And the third instruction is to keep awareness in mind. So the continuity, the not forgetting. So we're learning to sense the very particular effort needed to keep awareness in mind, and reminding ourselves that it's okay to relax, that awareness is here and now, recognizing it and then keeping it in mind. So let's just work with those three instructions for a while. Remember, you can use your regular meditation anchor, for example, if you use mindfulness of the breath. All three, these first three instructions can work well with a specific anchor or with a more open awareness style of practice. the fourth instruction really help us do the other three. The fourth instruction is to check one's attitude and just to notice without judging, without getting tight, just to notice the attitude and to notice whether there's any selfing, any self-centered drama, any way of framing our experience that it's about me or mine, my likes, my dislikes, versus a wise attitude that understands that this is a natural process. Sometimes I'll just ask, when I look at the mind and what the mind is knowing, look at my experience, I'll just ask, is this nature? Is this a natural process unfolding? Or is this me or mine? My experience, my likes, my dislikes, my attempt to get something, my dependence on what I think. And again, we're not judging or trying to control our attitude because that would create some tightness in the body and mind. We're just checking the attitude. How's the attitude? Is it self-centered? Okay, that feels like this, that looks like this. Is wisdom present and seeing, understanding things as a natural process? Oh, well, that's like this. So just periodically check your attitude, the point of view, one's understanding. Just check in. Now, this is a more subtle practice. So just do the best you can. And know you can always go back to the first three to invite relaxation, to recognize awareness, and then keep being awareness in mind, present moment awareness in mind. So let's continue in silence now. checking again one's attitude. And the attitude is, like everything else, ephemeral. So even if we're feeling heavy, or irritable, aversive, awareness can know this, it can keep this in mind, and noticing the changing nature of that attitude. And although it might feel initially very personal, the aversion, the irritation, the story might be very compelling in a self-centered way. But when observed as a natural phenomena that comes and goes, all of a sudden it becomes less and less weightful, less and less of a personal problem. The irritation, the upset, or whatever the attitude was or is. And this happens not because we're trying to get rid of it or change it. We're just trying to see the attitude, feel the attitude as it is. Our mood, our attitude is not nearly as fixed as we might imagine it to be. Like different weather systems. So before we end, let's just take a few moments and remember these four instructions that we can use all day long. So we're training the mind to invite relaxation in skillful ways, not in a demanding way, but in a way that actually invites relaxation. And we're recognizing that there is awareness here and now. This present moment awareness is here. The mind is knowing, and this can be recognized that the mind is knowing. And we can keep this in mind. Build up some momentum or continuity. And whatever is unfolding now can be understood, can be related to as nature or natural process. And when we understand that, then are the attitudes that involve fear or anxiety or irritation, aversion, greed, distraction, and denial, they're just not needed when the attitude, the understanding is this is nature. It's just a natural process unfolding.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.